Hello, this is Dr. Joanne Manson, Professor of Medicine at Harvard Medical School and Brigham and Women's Hospital. I'd like to talk with you today about the recent report on calcium supplements and heart attack risk, which continues to alarm and confuse women. I'd like to review the findings in light of the recent Institute of Medicine report on recommended intakes of calcium. The recent IOM report recommends calcium intakes of 1,000 milligrams a day for women in early and middle adulthood until age 50, and 1,200 milligrams a day for women after age 50. Based on a comprehensive review of the literature, there's no convincing evidence that this amount of calcium, which is important for maintaining bone health, would boost the risk of cardiovascular events in women. So why did the meta-analysis published recently in the British Medical Journal suggest otherwise? Well, let's take a look. This meta-analysis included about 11 separate randomized trials, a total of close to 12,000 women. However, it's important to note that all of the studies that were included were testing supplemental calcium alone without the addition of vitamin D. There are many randomized trials of calcium together with vitamin D that suggest no excess risk of cardiovascular events. For example, a very large randomized trial, the Women's Health Initiative, which included 36,000 women and tested 1,000 milligrams a day of supplemental elemental calcium together with 400 IUs a day of vitamin D, showed a neutral effect for both heart disease and stroke. There was absolutely no evidence of an excess risk of cardiovascular events or in a subgroup that was tested for coronary artery calcium, no evidence of an increased risk of vascular calcification at this supplement dose. So let's take a look at some of the other differences. This study in British Medical Journal did not address dietary calcium sources. There's really no evidence that dietary calcium raises the risk of cardiovascular events. There are several studies, in fact, suggesting that higher intake of non-fat or low-fat dairy products is associated with a lower risk of type 2 diabetes, hypertension, and cardiovascular events. What are some good dietary sources of calcium? Well, dairy products, of course, and fortified juices and cereals, as well as kale, collard greens, other calcium-rich greens. So I think that we can conclude that the amount of calcium that is recommended for bone health, 1,000 milligrams a day for women until age 50 and 1,200 milligrams a day of calcium after age 50, should not boost the risk of cardiovascular events in women. And we don't have to sacrifice bone health in order to avoid this adverse outcome. It is important, though, to keep in mind that the Institute of Medicine does recommend avoiding intakes above 2,000 milligrams a day of calcium for women age 50 and older. This is considered the tolerable upper intake level. And many women will be able to achieve the recommended doses of 1,000 milligrams, 1,200 milligrams a day of calcium through dietary sources alone. And those women who need supplements may need only an additional 500 milligrams a day in supplemental form. Very few women would require more than 1,000 milligrams a day as a supplement. Thank you very much. This is Dr. Joanne Manson.